We are called to celebrate diversity. Genesis 1:27 puts it like this. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Now let's just pause for a moment. God created male and female. Do we need to go any different to bring up diversity? Men and women think differently. Men and women react differently. Even just in that simple fact of male and female, that is diversity. Amen? God is a God of diversity. And He demonstrates that even by the way He created us. So what is the image of God when we think about male and female? If this was a sanctuary filled with all women, would we have a correct view of who God is? Men? I could just hear some women going, yeah! Okay, women, I got your turn too. If all of us were men in this room, God forbid, would that be a vision of who God is? If they had direction. Now listen, God... Oh, Moses, what did you do that to us for? The image of God is maleness and femaleness together. Amen? So if we are here gathered just as men, we don't represent God. If we're here just as women, we don't represent God. God is in the diversity of who we are as humans. The nature of God is reflected in the diversity of races and cultures. By ourselves, we are incomplete in our understanding of God. Now listen, Jews and Muslims understand that God is creator, lawgiver. Now I have to stop for a minute here. A couple weeks ago when we took communion, I made a comment about what the Roman Catholic Church believes in communion, about the bread and the juice. Okay? Now, in saying that, it just totally flew over my head. I just didn't agree with how they... I don't agree with the way a lot of people do things, right? But I specifically lifted up Roman Catholic Church, and someone emailed me and said that I was trashing priests in the Roman Catholic Church, and that is not true. Just because I tell Bill that I don't agree with him doesn't mean I'm trashing him, right? We're human beings. We're different, right? I mean, shoot, in my own marriage, there's a lot of things that Jamie and I discuss, and that doesn't mean I don't respect and love her as an equal, right? So just because I talk about the Roman Catholic Church and say, hey, you know what? I don't see Holy Communion the way they do. That's okay, isn't it? You know, I mean, that's fine. I'm not disrespecting that church. Or that priest, or any priest in the church. Okay, so I just want to lift that up. So when I lift up these different faiths, I'm not thrashing any faith. I am lifting up what their primary belief is in this God that we talk about, okay? So, by ourselves, we are incomplete in our understanding of God. Jews and Muslims understand that God is creator, lawgiver, judge, right? They understand that very well, but if you only know God as creator and lawgiver and judge, your focus can be on judgment and punishment, right? Without grace. In many parts of the Middle East, if you get caught stealing, they still cut your hand off. In many parts of the Middle East, if you get caught in adultery, you get stoned. I'm not talking about the weed. I'm talking about a rock. Many rocks. Now that I have your attention. Right? Now, I have to admit, there are times that I wonder if our culture shouldn't be that drastic. I'm sure things would be different if it were. But the focus is always on judgment and punishment. So there is animosity between people who understand God only as a lawgiver